Olfaction is your sense of smell, and you have olfactory organs. These are paired, and they're found in the nasal cavity on each side of the nasal septum. So they're embedded in the inside of your nose. The olfactory epithelium is part of the olfactory organ, and it covers the inferior surface of the cribriform plate. So if you think back to when you were learning about the skull, the cribriform plate had some holes in it, and that allows for the olfactory nerves to drop down from the olfactory bulbs in the brain down into the top of the nose. And they will, the ends of those nerves are going to be embedded in the olfactory epithelium. And these, the olfactory epithelium is going to be found the top of the nasal septum and superior to the nasal concha. The olfactory receptors are modified neurons which project beyond the epithelial surface. So they're going to be sticking out just a little bit from the epithelial surface. And they are accompanied by basal cells, which are stem cells that make new water. And this water forms mucus around the olfactory receptors. And the reason that this watery mucus is important is because chemicals that are in the air and are breathed into the nose dissolve into the mucus and are then captured by the mucus, and they're able to be interpreted by the sensory receptors, or the olfactory receptors. The olfactory glands make other secretions which absorb these chemicals, so these are also going to be present in the olfactory epithelium. Now, as far as the olfactory pathways, there are axons that go from the olfactory epithelium that pass through the cribriform plate. So these are part of the olfactory nerves. They are going to go to the olfactory bulbs, which you may remember from the brain. And they will then follow the olfactory tracts to the olfactory cortex, which is going to also connect to the hypothalamus and the limbic system. So it's kind of interesting that your sense of smell is going to connect right away to the limbic system, which has to do with emotions and memory, and also with the hypothalamus, which has to do with it's a coordinating position point between the nervous system and the endocrine system, but also has to do with strong drives and very basic emotions. Olfactory discrimination, humans can discriminate between about 2,000 and 4,000 chemical stimuli. And these stimuli can be classified into about 50 different primary smells. And the ability to distinguish between different stimuli is variable between people. Some people are very good at this and some people are not so good. And of course, we don't match up at all to things like dogs and other animals that have much better olfactory discrimination than we do. As we age, new receptors, new olfactory receptors are constantly being made every day. But as we age, the rate of replacement of old and worn out receptors is going to be slower. And this is part of why elderly people tend to have a less sharp sense of smell.